So what's going on with the new Democratic Party and Jews? We're going to find the answer to that. First, subscribe and donate so we can keep putting the issues ahead of people so they can decide for themselves. Michael Diamond is a really smart operator. He's a politician. He is a conservative. He joins me right now because the NDP in the House of Commons, we're supporting what some would say is an anti-Jewish proposal. We have NDP politicians from coast to coast to coast who are abandoning Jews in Canada. What's going on?
Look, it's really surprising. If, you know, the New Democrats were the first party federally to have a Jewish leader. In fact, I think they might have been the only party federally to have a Jewish leader. Here in Ontario, they were not only the first party to have a Jewish leader once, they did it twice, and one of them became premier. So, you know, if you look at some of the other places where New Democrats have traditionally been successful, Manitoba, you know, 40, 50 years ago, they routinely elected multiple Jewish members of the Legislative Assembly. To many of those former leaders, I think this party would be unrecognizable. The actions recently, going back to October 7th, be it former NDP MPP in Ontario, Sarah Jama, who was so extreme that she was actually kicked out of caucus for attending the rally 2 days after the terrorist attack of October 7th, or Matthew Green in Hamilton.
She also said she supported that attack.
And she, and that's why, you know, even for Merritt Stiles, she had to make a decision there. If you look at Matthew Green, the federal member from the same riding, he has been making conspiratorial comments about October 7th since basically the day it happened, and has faced no consequence from Jagmeet Singh. And then we saw that column made in the recent motion.
Okay, so Michael, we've established then that there are a number of NDP stars who are out there openly against Israel. What's going on with that? You know, is it because like with the federal liberals who have abandoned, I would put it, Israel, as an old former liberal myself, still a liberal but different party now, who supported Israel all the time as a democracy in the Middle East, and now they've gone to the other side because of votes.
Look, with
is it the same with the NDP? With
the NDP, it was a slower migration away from being a bit more balanced on this issue to being quite one-sided. With Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party, if you look 20 years ago, there was probably not a more reliable voting bloc for the Liberal Party of Canada than Jewish Canadians. If you look Winnipeg South Centre, St. Paul's, Thornhill, these were always safe Liberal ridings.
So the numbers have changed.
They made a calculation there.
The federal liberals have made a calculation. Are the NDP doing the same?
Yes. And if you look where they're electing members, I think it's unfortunate that this is being politicized. This is also too important of an issue to be a right-wing, left-wing split. But unfortunately, that's where it's landed in Canada.
Oh, no. Our prime minister says he doesn't deal with identity politics. Come on, Michael. 3 minutes. This show provides independent analysis of the issues. We are not paid by the government. And as I am finding, so much business in Canada relies upon various governments that they don't want to sponsor or advertise on a show which may become controversial, which talks about liberty, freedoms, sometimes criticizes government. I've had guests on that support the government. But people are saying, you know what? We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us, i.e. government, which is why I hope you'll subscribe and contribute to keep this show on the air.